Welcome. This is the Men Church Stuff Podcast. This is the show where brothers-in-law DJ Culp and Brad Coleman talk about stuff from our perspective as men. It's a show for anyone who wants to hear how Christians interact with the world. And don't worry, we're real. We've grown up in church, and we want to share our experiences with you. We'll talk life stuff, church stuff, man stuff, and stuff. Here we go. Greetings, listeners here and there and everywhere, all across the land. This is the Men Church Stuff Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, DJ Culp, as always, here with my beloved brother-in-law, Brad Coleman. Dude, Brad, it's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Technically, they're hearing this on a Monday, but it's a Tuesday.
Like, we're really throwing people off now.
Yeah, I know.
Happy Tuesday.
What? Happy Tuesday. No, what, happy Monday. Wait, Monday. What day is it?
Do you have your Christmas tree up yet?
We do, actually. So we put up our Christmas tree 2 weeks ago. It's been up for 2 weeks. 3 weeks. Sorry.
Yeah, my Christmas tree's up too. It's up on top of a shelf in the garage.
Listeners, if you're new to the show, Brad is my brother-in-law, as mentioned in our opening, but he married my sister.
DJ had no choice in
the matter. Tabitha and Brad, I think Brad, for you as well, both of you love looking at Christmas decorations, but neither of you enjoy decorating with Christmas decorations.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty festive. We just don't enjoy the we're the people that are more apt to go look at somebody else's Christmas decorations.
That's right.
Yeah. The kids are the ones who usually decorate. I mean, we'll do the tree together because your sister does want us to have the tree, and she's always wanted that. I'm good. I'd probably on a whim put one up if we hadn't put one up, on some point in December, but there's no part of me that would die if we didn't.
If you did not.
Like, I'm pretty sure the only thing in the, is going to be the kids. And when they grow up, it'd be like, oh, the kids are coming, we better get the tree up. That's not true. Like, your sister does like having the tree. That's big. But, any other holiday or any other decorations that go up, the kids do it. You know, we have a Thanksgiving, kind of Halloween decorations and Thanksgiving and all of that. And
right.
The
kids do all of that.
Because they want to. Like, sometimes they're like, hey, can we go ahead and decorate? It's like, not until this house is clean. It's always good.
That's a good way to get it done. That's
it
right.
Really is.
If it's, you really want Christmas decorations, you shall clean the house.
We've used that a few times.
That's slick, man. Yeah.
You gotta know your audience. You gotta know your audience.
Well, so listeners, Brad and Tabitha have known this for years, but Cher and I are Christmas fans. When I say we go all out, I mean, there are clearly people that decorate way more than we do. But I mean,
the Griswolds,
The Griswolds. Yes. Yeah. We decorate. It probably takes Cher close to a week to really kind of get things where she wants. And again, I know that for the people that start a month ahead of time, then, more props to you, more power. But I have always wanted, even though I don't want to put the time in, I have always wanted the music synced Christmas lights. I think that would be so awesome. There's actually a guy, Brad, that he attended our church when Tabitha and I were living up near Chicago. There was a guy attended our church who now he has He goes all out. He does tons and tons of Christmas lights. He's got them synchronized. He's got the whole package. It's really cool. He always like puts Facebook posts up and stuff. Jason Hodges, shout out to Jason if you're listening. I love like every year getting to see, his videos that he posts on Facebook of what he's doing. But no, we decorated. Yeah, we decorated for Christmas a couple weeks ago. And so, dude, no joke, I am the guy, and this is, listeners, if you're a fan of Halloween, I mean, that's totally fine. There's nothing wrong with Halloween. I'm not a fan. Like, I don't know about you, Brad, but Halloween, when we were kids, Halloween was a different type of holiday. And if it wasn't, then maybe our parents like hid kind of the Halloween.
Was a different holiday. What do you mean by that?
Like, I don't know. When I say a different holiday, I said not it's like a different kind of holiday. I grew
Because it was
up.
the best when I was growing up. It was like one of my, yeah, it was
Yeah,
an
it was
awesome day.
awesome. Yeah, Halloween was awesome. Halloween is, I like, compared to what I remember, at least growing up, Halloween is too dark and scary now. I like, and that, and I mean, that's just my take on it. So on November 1, as my own personal rebellion against Halloween, on November 1, I immediately started wearing Christmas socks and listening to Christmas music. So
I don't know.
I'm that guy.
I think it's what you make it, because
And it is.
I think here in the kind of the suburbs of St. Louis, in my experience, there's the kids that go trick-or-treating door to door. There's a lot of people that like set up bonfires on their driveway in these subdivisions and give out candy, and it's like a
Yeah.
community thing. And so we don't live in a subdivision because we live beside the church, and we're just kind of. But we have friends that invited us over. So Tabby sat and gave out candy while I walked around with Hannah, because
Yeah.
she's still kind of on the younger side, and
Right.
the older two went with some friends and walked around, and I stalked them all on Life 360 the whole time. May have taken Hannah and made sure that Carrie Beth was okay by, making sure our path crossed.
Right.
But I'm the sonar parent. But maybe not the helicopter right there,
The sonar, that's
or
hilarious.
I'm
The
just like,
radar
that's right,
parent.
you don't know that I'm watching
Yeah,
you,
that's right. Yeah.
but I am watching
But I'm
you.
watching you. Yeah.
I'm never far away.
Yeah. I'll, like, never
Dad, how'd you get
underestimate
here?
the
How'd
power
you get here
of
so
a radar station.
quick?
That's exactly right. Yeah.
How'd you get here so quick in the emergency? How did you know anything? Oh, I was just, in the neighborhood. Just
But no, so yeah, I have, like, once Halloween is over, that's really kind of when I start to get into, like, the Christmas spirit, as we say. But it actually, for me this year, I didn't really start jumping into it until after, like, so one of the ensembles that I direct here on campus is the Symphonic Band, and once our fall concert was over, that's when I really started to tell, like, dude, it is Christmas time. So yeah, man.
My mom recently put up cheater lights, and I could do that. If I was going to do lights, that's what I would do.
Okay.
I call them cheater lights.
Yeah, what are they?
But so they're LEDs that you can change, and so you put them up and you leave them up and you just change them for every holiday.
That's
She's like,
awesome.
you can turn them all green for St. Patrick's Day, and you can do
Right.
red and pink, and you can do all these different things. So she's like, so we have these Christmas, and I think she put them up before Halloween. But apparently, like, you can basically, they're the LED. They do like all kinds of different colors, so you can do all kinds of different things. I was like, well, if I was going to do lights, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
Put these suckers up and forget them.
No, dude, when you said cheater lights, I thought you were going to say, and I'm sure that you've seen this, where you put a single strand of lights hanging from that are attached to, like, just a small section of your roof line that drape down, and there's a Grinch that
That is
appears like,
brilliant. Yeah, those are my people right there.
yeah, right.
Yes.
Yeah. I would have put up lights, but the Grinch
Yeah.
got them. So, you
Yeah,
know,
right. Oh, we did. Yeah. I mean, we worked so hard. Stupid Grinch.
like
Took him
the like
down.
it's seriously a fantastic idea. It really
I
is.
saw this one once too, and I was like, this is brilliant. There's like this house that was like decked out, like just crazy amount of like Christmas decorations and lights. It was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And the house next door in Christmas lights made an arrow and spelled out ditto.
I've seen that. Dude, like that right there to me is better than the Christmas light display.
The best of both worlds. Like,
it is
hey, look,
what they said.
I'm so glad you decorated. I get to look at your
That's
decorations every
exactly
day.
right. And take credit for it. I could take equal credit for it because
Yeah.
I put up ditto. Like I'm
Little
just
bit of
giving
dork
Yosef.
is like control C, control,
That's right. Copy paste.
copy paste is what.
Oh, that's so good. Hey, Brad.
Hey, DJ.
It's coffee time.
Coffee time.
Coffee time. I'll cue the music. So, listeners, if you're regulars of the show, you'll know that we have a collaboration with Green Frog Coffee Company here in Jackson, Tennessee. Green Frog Coffee Company at the North location, on Union University Drive, 1050, I do believe. No, that's never don't worry about that address. That's the address of the university. They'll get you here. But we're in collaboration with them.
It's a trap.
It
You're in
is a
college now.
trap.
You didn't even know you were signing up.
No.
Here's a coffee.
Here's a coffee. So don't come to Union and well, come to Union. This is going downhill fast, Brad. So, everyone, head to Green Frog Coffee Company at the on the north end of Jackson, Tennessee, if you're in town. Today is Monday, December 2. If you head there with your coupon code random, you'll get $2 off your order, no matter what you order, if it's in store or online, $2 off all day long. This is a coffee company. They've got excellent food, wonderful service. Dude, I don't think I've ever said this even to you. I know I've had said it on the air. Hand-dipped ice cream. I mean, seriously, they have a massive menu and it's a coffee house. It's
I
really
prefer
cool.
mine dipped with a scooper.
No, they just reach right in, man. No gloves, no nothing.
Man, I mean, if I'm gonna go for that, I don't want the guy with the biggest hands getting my scoop. Is John working today?
Oh, okay.
Oh, he gives
But
real big scoops.
he
That
does give you
little
big
girl with
scoops.
the
That's
small
right.
hands. I mean, like, I feel like I'm getting cheated.
Look at
Little
her.
laugh. I want to
She,
die if there's actually a
she's
guy named
using one
John that works
of
there.
those. That's right. Yeah. So if you head to North Green Frog Coffee Company with coupon code random, you get $2 off your order.
Thanks for John.
The Green Frog Coffee Company, built on Christian values. We thank you very much for collaborating with us as we try to build our audience. And we certainly hope that we're doing you service. But yeah, they're built on Christian values with coffee so good that even a snowman would drink it. All right, so Brad, we're gonna dive into the topic of today. Our coupon code is random. I just clicked on conversationstarters.com. Here we go, Brad. Random question number one. What do you give your best effort on?
What do I give my best effort on? I'm pretty good at naps.
Naps.
I mean, Jesus took naps, guys. Like,
Jesus
look.
did take naps. I don't think I've ever heard anyone say that I am awesome at taking naps. It's like I, you know,
Yeah,
I put a
there
lot
you
of
go. That's
effort
the
in, I put a lot
first.
of I put a lot of effort into my naps.
I'm awesome at taking naps. The room, the you just got to get the, enough light out and make sure the pillow is soft. I mean, I prefer a dry location.
You would prefer a dry location,
Yeah.
which is to say that I'll nap in a wet location.
Hey, look, I don't know if you've ever been in a good, warm bath when you're tired. I mean, like, there's times when I'm like, if I fall asleep, will I drown
Yeah, you will.
or won't I?
Yes,
That's like the
you
only thing
will.
that keeps me awake right there,
Right.
DJ.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I don't think I'm very good at taking a
Like,
nap in a bathtub.
I don't want to be like, hey, Jesus. Aw, poo. I knew I shouldn't have fell asleep in the
Yeah, right.
bathtub.
Jesus would shake your hand. You know, you're here a little too early, but dude, you are really good at naps.
But be more like, it's not your time yet. I'm sending you back,
That's right. Yeah.
but for heaven's sake, Brad, don't nap in a
That's
bathtub.
right. Don't forget to not be stupid. That's right.
Yeah, so.
So what do I give my best effort on? Certainly not naps, I can tell you that. My best
You should try
effort.
harder.
I should try harder. What do I give my best effort on? Seriously, I'm thinking Mario. I think
Mario.
like yeah, like playing Super Mario Brothers, whatever version on whatever console. I hate it when I die. And I don't, and seriously, I don't know why that popped into my head, but like when it comes to video games, which I don't play much because that's all I want to do, dude, I try.
Yeah.
Dang it, I try.
And whatever you do with all your heart.
That's exactly.
Why are you taking this video game so seriously? Because the Bible told me to do it
Because
all as if I'm doing it to the Lord.
the
So I'm just pretending that Jesus like wants me to play this video game, and if I'm gonna do it, I
told
need
me
to like rocking to be the best
to. That's right.
for
All
the
right.
Lord.
Random question number two, Brad. Here we go. If you could try out, ooh, this is a good one. If you could try out any job for 1 week, what job would you choose to try?
Ooh, any job for 1 week.
I think I would want to try. I really think I want to try driving a bulldozer.
I mean, bulldozer. I mean, that's a good choice. That's a very manly
That's
choice.
a very manly choice. It is, yeah.
It's like and by manly, I mean the little boy inside of every man, right? You
Yeah,
reach
that's
down deep. Like,
yeah.
bulldozer. Yeah.
Bulldozer.
Oh, probably like marine biology. Like, I mean, marine biologist, like
Dang.
out on like that, like, but out like
Oh,
on
yeah.
like the ocean doing some kind of cool stuff,
Yes.
not
Okay.
like statistics in a boardroom.
Yeah, Brad, I
Looks like the algae growth is, no, I want to be like studying like Mako sharks or something.
Yeah. Sharon and I have a friend from college, Jonathan Urbina. Shout out to Jonathan. He's from Belize. He came to Murray State and then went back to Belize. I'm not gonna say he's a marine
Didn't like it, huh?
biologist, but yeah, I guess not. But dude, I know for a fact that he has taken trips with National Geographic. I think he's a National Geographic photographer, but
Okay, yeah, I want to be his understudy. Like,
Yeah, right.
just
Like seriously, shout out to Jonathan, dude. Your pictures on Facebook are banging, man. I
having said
love them.
that, I do have a level. Like, I think sometimes when I'm hanging out with my kids, I'm hanging out with my friends. Like, I'm the one that will step up and do the thing that maybe other people are afraid to do. When you're talking about like laying in a swamp so you can get a picture of a crocodile,
I'm out.
gosh, like I want to do that, but like I also want to live.
Danger,
I
Will
do,
Robinson.
yeah. I mean, like, I know there's just this weird thing inside of me
Yeah.
that's like, I want to live.
Yeah. So Cher and I have another friend, Mike Siebold, from
You
college.
guys got multiple
We
friends?
have
That's
so many
great.
friends. We really do, Brad. And I'm using this as my platform
I never
to
actually
boast out how
fact
many
checked
friends that
you.
I have. Yeah.
I never actually fact checked that these people are real. I
That's
mean, you got this
right. Yeah.
friend from Belize. That's a little
Belize. That's
hard.
right.
Maybe you
So,
do, maybe you don't.
dude, Mike Siebold, first of all, is one of the few, like, and he would deny this. And that's okay, Mike. You can deny it. I don't care. You're wrong. He really is one of the few. If he's not a genius, he's close. And let me explain what the proof of that. So his undergrad was in math, his master's was in math. I'm sure there's plenty of people that do that, right? Well, he
I don't know
decided.
that there's plenty of people that do that.
Okay. Well, he
I
decided.
feel like that is a minority with the second level there.
Oh, well, I'm about to blow your mind then. He decided, I think I'm going to get a doctorate in, I think it's electrical engineering at
You've already got all
Vanderbilt.
the math. I
At
mean,
Vanderbilt. And like he got in. It's, I mean, it was, So, but anyways, all that to say, Mike, as a way for him to relieve stress, dude, I don't know. I'm serious. I don't know how he's not getting phone calls from National Geographic, because what he does, him and his dad both, will go on these huge, they'll trek out to, not Yellowstone. Oh, I'm trying to think of the other one. There's a another big park out in the California area. But they'll trek out to a Yellowstone type of park. And I mean, they will get into the middle of nowhere and just, no joke, set up camp with a big giant camera. And they, dude, some of his pictures are gorgeous. And I'm like, Mike, dude, like the nation needs to see some of this. So,
Location, location,
well, yeah, no
location.
joke. All right, random question number three. Brad, what accomplishment are you most proud of?
Having kids. And I mean, I know that was really hard for me.
No, that's right.
No, half raising so
So,
far
hang on.
with
No,
their
I'm going to
kids.
interrupt you, Brad. I'm going to interrupt you. And this is going on the air
One of my,
there's
go
a
ahead.
person in Mississippi that we went to church with who called children sex trophies.
Do you know one of my favorite things to say to my kids, especially around their mother,
What's that?
is like if they're being like low key fussy or something, I'm like, listen, I gave birth to you.
That's
Because they
awesome.
react and she reacts and
And that's all you need, right?
it's just gorgeous. It's
And
beautiful. I love
and
those
if I get in
moments.
trouble for that, it's so worth
It
all of
is. Oh, I know I'm getting in trouble for that.
that.
I can feel my wife's eyes like burning like holes in my head. But it's so worth it. And when they're like, "No, you didn't," I'm like, "Well, she couldn't have done it without me."
So it's like this, so it really is the same.
And you know,
It's the
and right.
same.
And it like it escalates because sometimes like,
That's
Carrie Beth will be
right.
like, "Well, she could have." I said, "Well, not and got you, you know.
That's right. That's right.
You'd have got like
Yeah.
Sarah Beth or
Yeah.
something, but
That's, I mean, that's
like
exactly right. So all of this comes my direction. Say, everyone say thank you, Daddy.
that's right. You gotta wake up pretty early in the morning to get that kind of thing over on me. Like
Listeners, I just want you to know I'm just playing off of this. Brad's the one who said it, okay? Not me. What accomplishment am I most proud of? Dude, I'm like, seriously, I probably have to say my doctorate, which I know is a serious answer, not a funny one, but
I mean, it's pretty impressive. But we can find the humor in it. Like I said, I always threaten to like send you pictures of my moles or whatever, and be like, "Hey, Dr.
no.
DJ,
No.
wrong doctor." You know, it makes
Yeah.
me think of the guy that's on a plane, with his dad, and the stewardess is like, "Is there a doctor? Is there a doctor?" His dad's like, "Why don't you let him know?" Like, "My doctorate's in psychology, Dad. You know
That's
it."
right. Yeah.
Oh, well, it could have been something else.
Yeah, right. So you're sticking with children? Your
Oh yeah. I mean, like definitely
accomplishment?
like raising
Yeah.
raising my kids,
You got
and
great kids, man.
I do. And I mean, I obviously can't take all the credit for that.
But
But
most of it, though, right?
I love my kids, and I love being a dad, and hardest job hands down, that I've ever had. The
Yeah.
scariest. There really is just like so much that you got to learn. We can learn from other dads, and we should, and
Right.
hopefully we had a good example. I mean, I know I did, and you did,
Yeah.
of what a good father looks like, and the scripture is full of that wisdom and being a good father. But there's so many things that like there's not a clear cut answer on
That's
that you
right.
You just got to kind of figure it out as you go. But yeah, no, I love my kids. I love having my kids. I've enjoyed them every step of the way. I wish Carrie Beth would hug me more. She's in that stage of,
Right.
weird teenagery, all that.
I have to show you, Dad, how awesome that I am.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Having said that, I mean, like she wants me to tuck her in every night, so I cover her up, and Carrie Beth sleeps with like five blankets, and she's like her daddy, so they have to be in the right order.
Oh, I did not know
Yeah,
this.
I mean, like I don't sleep with five blankets, but like the whole like,
Yeah.
I would die if I had five blankets on. I'd
Yeah,
wake
when
up
you said
dead.
that, I thought, dude, I can't imagine. Yeah, I mean, you sweat standing in a freezer, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Tabby would drown if I
Yeah.
slept with five blankets. I'd drown in my nap. I mean, it's crazy. What happened? I thought, you sweated yourself to death.
Yeah. All right, Brad, next random question. What is your biggest regret?
Biggest regret. Something that I think I still struggle with, but I do better. Not doing things when I was younger because I was afraid.
Oh, like
Like
what? I don't think I knew this about you.
it was, I mean, as silly as it sounds, I didn't take a genetics class in high school, because the teacher was like this is gonna be hard and it's gonna be serious. And I graduated with the 4.0, and so I was afraid of messing it up. And
Oh,
so I didn't
wow.
take the genetics class, and I would have loved it, because like I'm so and I would have did well. Like there's no doubt, but like there's so many times, and that's just one example, where I didn't do the thing that I wanted to do because I was afraid of failure, afraid I'd mess it up,
Yeah.
and I still have to combat that. I feel like I do a better job now, but there's still times when I'm like, and the reality is I don't do it because I'm afraid. And so I think that's probably some of the biggest regret for me, is just like not stepping out and doing the cool thing, or doing the thing that I should have done, or doing the thing that I would have enjoyed. Or I did finally get around to some of that, but it took me so long. And then it's like, wow, this was so much fun. Why haven't I been doing this for years?
Right. Yeah.
About you.
So I don't, dude, I don't even know if Sharon knows this. She knows that my biggest regret in general, my biggest regret is not serving in the military. If there is it, like there oftentimes if there's one particular moment that I will emotionally revisit. Listeners, if you are, oh, I don't know, if you're, and if you're north of 30, you might remember, I think it's George, but yeah, George Bush Jr.'s shock and awe campaign after the terrorist attacks on 9/11. And I was watching the shock and awe campaign in the living room with Dad. And I was really kind of overcome with guilt that I'm watching this on the news and I'm not participating in this. I'm not serving in the military right now. But that's the sort of in general. If there's really kind of more specific, I remember my percussion instructor at Murray State University, he actually encouraged me to go audition for one of the military's jazz bands as their jazz drummer. And I, to be quite honest, I never asked him as to whether or not he thought I could do it. But John Hill was never really the person that would encourage someone to do something if he didn't think they could anyways. And so like that kind of playing experience doesn't come around all the time. And so I do kind of regret that. Now that said, I don't know what the chances are, if any, that I would have married Shara because Shara and I, at that point in time, I don't even think Shara and I had met. But yeah, those would be my biggest regrets.
Well, and I think that's why, like, I would answer the question, not that we have it, but like, if you could go back in time, would you change stuff? And I go, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I mean, like, because I love my children. I love my wife. I love the life that God has blessed me with. And I wouldn't want to risk going back and messing that up.
Well, and I'm the same way, Brad. A little different, but there was a moment where I was in a I had a phone conversation with a Nashville studio recording engineer. I had done some work with him in Murray, Kentucky. So, he came to us. Mark, super, super cool guy. Mark was actually offering me, if you can get, I think it was $2,000 or $3,000, I will front you another $1,000 for you to come to Nashville to try to break into the music industry. But like, do I regret not doing that? A little bit. But I'll say this, that the way that the music industry has moved, the way that recordings happen now, it's not kind of the dream, the way that everyone in our generation thinks about the music industry. You're a part of a you might be a part of a band or something, but what you'll do is you'll get hired by studios to come in and lay down tracks all day long. That has almost gone the way of the dodo, and really, it's Brad Coleman or DJ Culp LLC, and you do everything from your own home, which is fine, but it's a different type of glamour than I was thinking. So, yeah, it's not a giant regret that I have, but yeah, I'm kind of with you. If I had made one change, anything on that level, yeah, I really don't know if I had if Cher and I ever would have met.
And I know this is so random, but like it makes me think about like Hollywood, right? Because people think, oh, how cool would it be to be a Hollywood star? Well, there's so many green screens right now that there's so many actors and actresses or whatever that don't have like they may be doing just them and a green screen for most of the movie. And like, and so it's like, oh yeah, the final product looks awesome and cool, but they really weren't having as much fun doing it
So,
because I just was talking to nobody.
to nobody. I'm trying to remember the guy's name. What was like the host of the original Blue's Clues? I can't think of his character name. But the reason that he quit, it's twofold. Number one is that he started losing his hair, and he didn't want kids to see like basically him age. But number two, what you just said, every single day of recording was just a monologue.
Right. Yeah, there is no real blue.
Yeah, there's no real blue. But I mean, like, very rarely does he have on-screen
Right.
interaction with another human.
Right. Just sitting in a chair and walking
That's
around in front of a
exactly
green
right.
screen.
That's exactly right. Yeah. All right, Brad. That one's dumb. All right, Brad. Random question. If you were invisible for a day, what would you do?
I was invisible for a day.
Gosh.
Relax. Oh,
Relax.
well.
Yeah, right. Yeah, just lay on the couch and nobody would know.
Yeah, no, you know what I would do? I would go catch animals that couldn't see. I mean, I know there's some like snakes and stuff, so that like can detect your heat. So, like, let's look at it like being invisible to everyone and everything, right?
Everyone
So
and everything,
not just
okay.
visually invisible, but like undetectable kind of thing. Yeah, I'd have so much fun just like observing like nature and stuff in a way that I couldn't normally because I'm big and scary. And I would use it as an opportunity to kind of jump scare, some of the people I
Oh,
love.
dude, that'd be so
Do so
good.
many pranks. Like,
So the first thing I
no,
thought of, and I
I think the Lord told me to read my Bible because it floated across the room
That's right.
and on the
So
table.
what I would do, Brad, is I'd walk into Books A Million and start trashing the place. And then walk into a department store and just trash the place. Like,
Oh, that makes me think.
Just
I would find out what goes on behind the scenes in so many places.
that's right. Yeah.
I'm going to the zoo. I'm walking by. You don't even like tigers.
Okay, would you rather be homeless for a year or be in jail for a year? I choose homeless all day. All day.
I think it really would depend on the jail.
Yeah, right.
I mean, just
Well,
in general,
let's
yeah,
just
like
assume, let's assume that it's
I like
not, it's
freedom.
yeah, right. It's not a jail that is attractive, you know, like
Yeah.
not that any of them are, but you're right.
Not that homelessness is attractive, but right. Like
But
I
you
can go
still,
to a different area.
that's
I can
right.
hitchhike down to Florida during the
Yeah,
winter.
right.
You know, the roommate, you know, Big Billy,
Yeah.
you know.
I can go pee in a public park. You know, like you can't do that in jail. Of course, then again, that might put you in jail. So that would defeat the purpose of the question. Okay, Brad, would you rather lose an arm or a leg? Oh, dude.
Oh my goodness, like I don't even like no.
Yeah, neither. Correct.
Yeah, I don't think there is a good answer to that.
I mean, with what I do, I would have to say, gosh, I mean, that's my occupation, right? The way like being a percussionist, being a drummer, I mean, it is possible to be a one-armed drummer, not Pantera, Def Leppard shows that, but I can also be it also be possible to be a one-legged drummer. That one's all right, so I mean the purpose the, you got we got to make a call here. So I'm going to say I'd rather lose a leg than an arm.
I feel like I want to side with you there. I
Okay.
mean, because there are other ways to get around and like not that this would be choice, but you know, you could get a prosthetic leg, which will on some level it's not gonna be the same, but it's a lot harder, I think, when you lose, yeah.
Yeah, like yeah, I mean the fine motor skills that come with your hands is pretty paramount. Who is your favorite superhero?
R2D2.
It's true.
He's the
Yeah.
superhero in Star Wars.
He is a superhero in
I
Star
mean,
Wars.
like I'll argue, like they don't get very far. The movie's over in like 15 minutes at the most without R2D2. They're trash compacted.
They are. Yeah.
It's over.
I would have to, excuse me.
Plans never get anywhere.
I would have to say that my favorite superhero is Batman. And the reason is because Batman actually doesn't have any superpower. Some people would argue that his superpower
His
is
money.
his wealth. But the way that he, I mean, like the way that he fights evil, the way that he fights villains, he is no different than you or me. He's just a guy. And I think that's why I like Batman more than anybody else.
So Isaiah asked a question the other day. So I'll ask you, if you had to be in a fight with Batman or be in a fight with Alfred, who would you choose? So his like butler guy,
Right, yeah.
Alfred or Batman?
Probably Batman, and here's why. Because if I have to fight Alfred, Batman will come in defense of him, so I'm gonna have to fight Batman anyways.
So I got the answer according to my son. I got the answer
Okay.
right. So the answer is Batman, because Batman has a no kill rule, but Alfred does not.
Oh.
And that's been brought out in the comics that
Batman doesn't kill
Alfred will
people.
kill you, but
Yeah.
Batman will just make you wish you were dead.
That's an interesting find.
But I already knew that, so like when he asked me the question, you
Yeah.
know.
Brad, have you ever been to the emergency room and what for?
Yeah. Different things.
I actually haven't.
Yeah, you've never been in the emergency room?
Well, I have been in an emergency room, but I have never been the one that needed the emergency. I've
Right,
never.
because as a patient, right? Because I'm in the ER a lot as
Well,
a doctor. No,
I will
as a
say, yeah, right,
pastor.
yeah. I will say this. Maybe my parents took me to the ER when I was a kid, but I just don't remember it. So I'm going to say no, I haven't ever, like, I've never taken myself to the emergency room for something.
I mean, several different things, and enlarged tonsils and spleen, which, broken wrist, concussions. Yeah, I've been to a lot of ERs.
Wait a minute. Maybe I have. No, the wrist I definitely had not. Maybe I went to the ER when I broke my collarbone back in 7th grade. I may have gone to the I may have gone to the ER
I
for
feel
that.
like that's an ER visit. I
Yeah,
mean,
it's probably an ER visit. So, yes. Nope. Oh, dude. We can, I think we can go several rounds with this one. What are some things that you should not say at a funeral?
hey, look, he's breathing.
Right. So he doesn't look any better than he did.
Yeah.
Yeah,
What about as they're getting up and talking about how great of a guy is? Yeah,
right.
right. Start laughing.
Right.
We all know better than that.
I think that two people can fit in that coffin. Why are you crying so hard?
Did they do an autopsy?
Did they do it?
You know, they reuse those coffins.
That's right. I think you probably just should have had him cremated.
Is this Jimmy Johnson's funeral? It's not. Oh man, I'm in the wrong funeral.
Oh, that's Christina. That's not who I thought that was. Okay, would you rather be stuck in a house with someone you hate or be stuck in a house alone? I think that's a pretty easy one for you there, Brad.
Yeah, what's wrong with being in the house alone?
Yeah, right. I would much rather be in the house alone. That one's easy. All right, Brad, last one. How have you changed from 10 years ago?
Goodness. I don't even know that the guy I was 10 years ago would recognize me.
Yeah, I mean,
I have matured in some ways. Some ways I refuse to mature.
correct. Good for you.
I feel like there's a lot of things that I was afraid of. Especially as God called me into being a senior pastor, there were things that I was afraid of that I've had to deal with and I've had to walk through. And I think I'm stronger because of those things. There's things that hurt that didn't hurt before. Got less hair on top and more hair on the, bottom. My face.
I didn't know where you're going with
Yeah, I mean,
that.
I think I'm a better man than I was 10 years ago.
And
I think if I could
yeah.
sit down with the man that I was 10 years ago, that he would be, I think he'd be proud of the man that I've become.
I'm actually in the exact same boat. I think, like, when did you enter the ministry?
That's a good question because it depends on what you mean.
Well, so
Like full-time
full-time
ministry?
ministry. Yeah, like Cher and I visited you guys up in Toledo when you
Yeah,
were ordained.
so 2011
Okay,
is when I went into full-time pastorate.
you've
Yeah.
been in full-time ministry for over 10 years then. Got it.
Yep.
Because 10 years ago, Shara and I were in our second year in Mississippi. So like the plan for me to become a collegiate educator had already been put into motion. And so in terms of like that, seriously, Brad, you and Tabitha really saw, obviously from the outside, but you definitely saw that my career change was it was so such a massive shift in our marriage that I mean there was just so many things that arose that like you were saying I've experienced things that I didn't think I would experience and I've experienced things that I can so easily tell other people this like the valley of the shadow of death, as we said often on the show, the valley of the shadow of death is very real, but God is not going to abandon you. Trust me, I have absolutely been there. But yeah, I'm serious. I love your answer, man. Really. The person that I am now, I think would be able to speak a lot of practical wisdom into the person that I was 10 years ago. And from that perspective, I mean, really, I wouldn't change it, like
Yeah.
being able to see how God's faithfulness has shown in so many different ways, in so many different areas in my life in the last 10 years is astounding. It really is.
And again, like, people ask the question, like, if you could go back and talk to your younger self, what would you say? I think I'd say something along the lines of just keep trusting him or just trust him more. Just trust Jesus more. You're not going to trust him too much. And every time you start to not, just do anyway,
Yeah.
which is what I'm telling myself now. So.
And I think for me, if I were to go back to my younger self, I would say, stay on the path that you're on. Get rid of your vices because they are going to cause you pain and they're not worth it at all. But just stay on the path you're on. It really is going to be an incredible journey that God has for you. Dude, when I was in high school, I had all of these ideas as to who I was going to be as a musician. I love what I do. I love the areas that God has put in front of me for me to be a part of. It's really cool. And on that note, listeners, we hope that God has shown himself faithful to you as well. Actually, I know he has. I mean, God doesn't distribute faithfulness
We hope you've
in
seen that. We hope
we
you
hope
can
that you've
see
seen
how
it.
he is
Yeah.
faithful.
Yeah, this is not yeah, this isn't a God has shown us faithfulness and has not shown you faithfulness.
Hope that, like, 10, I hope that you can look back on the last 10 years and go, you're a better man, you're a better woman than you were. But if you're not, let me leave you with the advice that my dad always told me, which, if you're going down the wrong road, God allows U-turns.
Yeah, he does, dude. That's a good one.
So then, next year and 10 years from now, strive so that you'll be that person that the person you are today will be proud of.
That's right. So listeners, we thank you so much for hanging out for us, for bearing with us on a show about randomness. To be quite honest, this was one of these I'm on a little bit of sleep. Brad said that he's had just kind of some things going on, and so we just needed a light episode to just kind of take the place of us having to think deeply. So we hope that you've enjoyed hanging out with us. Thank you for listening to a show. We love that you guys tune in every week. Yeah, again, if you're in the Jackson area, pass along the coupon code. And, you know, help some other people out. You know, let them know what's going on with the show. Let them know that they can head up to Green Frog Coffee Company, the North One. Coupon code random. And Brad put his, so we're on Zoom, and Brad has a back picture of a rhinoceros urinating on a bird. So, I'm gonna have to cover my eyes because I can't focus, Brad. So, listeners, share the show. Let people know about what's happening with the show. And yeah, you know what to do. Follow us on Instagram, on Twitter, or formerly Twitter X. Follow us on our Facebook group page. Message us. Let us know your thoughts. Let us know some of the things that you want us to talk about. If you've got questions for either one of us, go ahead and ask. We'd love to answer them. But yeah, tune in next week. Brad, I love you, buddy.
Love you too.
Bye, rhinoceros. Who's peeing on a bird? Listeners, we will catch you next time.